Welcome in to the latest episode of That SEC Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Brennan. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite and late cousin, Cousin Shane. How's it going, brother?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, just wondering why in the hell we're 30 minutes late over here. I've been sitting here looking at the computer.
All right, this time it was my fault, Mike. Usually it's your fault, but this time it was mine. A couple of boys sent me a text, said, hey, you want to go to Shoney's? And I was like, you know, it's a question you don't get often, you know? And I was like, you know what? I haven't seen these fellas in a long time. I said, let's do it. So Shoney's, that's where I was at, wearing out the buffet. And Mike, I'm telling you what, not a sponsor of the show, but I think Shoney's has gave up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. There was no rhyme or reason to that menu selection. It was almost like, hey, let's put this out there because it's going bad tomorrow type situation. So they'd have hamburgers on one side, fried fish on the others. And you know what? The more I think about it, it was perfect. So I had a great time. Sorry I made everybody late, but for once, food is what kept this show from going on time.
They have Shoney's, huh?
Yeah. Have you been there in a while? Have you ever been there?
I've been to Shoney's, but yeah, it's been a good while.
Shoney's is like a, you know, it's not really something you put out there, you know, it's not something you text or put on Facebook, you know. I love like some of these people when they go out to eat, they'll take a picture of their food. There was none of that going on at Shoney's. It was just roll up your sleeves and let's jump into this thing. So, but as far as the company, it was great to see those boys. Is I'm in a group thread, Mike's in it too, and it's guys that I've texted for years, man. And we live one county, we live in the same county pretty much, but we never hang out. So it's kind of weird. I don't know if you've ever done this, Mike. You're so used to texting somebody or, you know, and then you finally see them and you're just like, do I look at their face or, you know, do I show them a picture or, you know, it's like, it's just kind of weird to see somebody that you're dear friends with, but you just don't see on a face-to-face basis, you know?
Wait, so that's why you were late? You were hanging out with those jackasses?
Yeah, that's right. Mike, you would be there, you know, but White Pine was too good. You were too good for White Pine. You had to get out of here and move back to Nashville and your fancy house and your fancy restaurants, you know. It was funny. We went down to Orlando, and I got on DoorDash, and it was kind of wild seeing more than three restaurants to pick from, you know.
Jeez Louise. Jeez Louise, as Shane went on his first date at Shoney's.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, Shane, because I didn't. That thread, I pop up my phone, there's like 80-something mixed texts. I just delete. I didn't know anything was going on right there.
Yeah, again, it was one of those impromptu. I mean, I think that's what Shoney's is like there's no other option, so you're going to it. And, so it just one thing led to another, and then we got caught chewing the fat, and next thing I looked up, I was like, shit, I ain't going to be back in time. So I text Mike, and I said, sorry, buddy, I'm going to be a few minutes late.
Man, I don't know how to transition from Shoney's, Shane, but I'm going to try here.
What's the show topic, Mike?
Well, I was working on, I'm almost done.
Yeah.
With returning production statistics, but they're not quite done.
Okay.
So I'm going to go. Shout out Josh Pate, the great Josh Pate.
Yeah.
He put it out here. I think it was yesterday. Riddle says, good eating.
Hey, there. Was Riddle.
Was Childress there too?
No. Childress saving lives out there.
Me and Childress didn't get the invite. I see how it is. Top five SEC programs.
Yeah.
Who are the top five? That's what he threw out there. And then I'm going to go a step further.
Mm-hmm.
Top five. And who are the next five that are ready to jump into the top five?
Yeah.
If one of the top five slip, because I think it's been proven, Shane, here in this portal, in this NIL era.
Yeah.
You may be dominant the last 20, 30 years. That doesn't mean you're going to be dominant anyway. Hell, we just saw Indiana go to the college football playoff. You know, we've seen TCU reach the national championship game. You know, I think now more than ever, it's given hope to teams. And you see Georgia and Alabama saying, what the hell? We got to pump the brakes on all. It's because they don't have a chokehold on the sport anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So a lot to go into there.
So top five, and then we're going to go fringe five that could get in.
Right.
And then the six we're sending back to the ACC. Is that?
Yeah. Hey, Cousin Tony wants to know, was the dessert bar, was that awesome?
Well, that was the biggest controversy that we had was, you know, hot fudge cake is a game changer at Shoney's. I think it built that place. Uh-huh. But it has a price tag of like $6. And you're like, eh, I just think I'll eat some of this Jell-O, this pink fluff stuff they got up there. You know, they do have some random sweets, but it's like a Chinese restaurant. They got them out there, but you don't actually order them. So I think I had some of that pink fluff stuff. I know I did, and it was not that good. So, yeah, no hot fudge. They got some on my shirt.
It's all over your face. I don't even want to say anything. We're in HD here. You know what?
Yeah, I'm not tan. It's just my cholesterol and blood pressure is through the roof.
All right, so, hey, before we get to the top five programs.
Yes.
This guy. I mean, I'm sure he does a hell of a good job, but it seems like every time he steps up to the plate, does something public, I'm sitting here shaking my head. And of course I'm talking about Alabama AD Greg Byrne.
Remember, this picking up trash. What's he doing?
Same guy out there you know, clinging the can together with a couple pennies, trying to asking begging people to save mighty Alabama football.
Mm-hmm.
Same guy, Shane. How about this? He just came out here and said this. He was asked how we stop these field stormings, court stormings, which he is a victim of now because Alabama losing big games and people storm the field, which is what we were raised on, why we love college football is the passion, is the fans.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there may never be a better moment inside Neyland Stadium. Well, you know, if they win a playoff game, maybe that could be top. But 2022, beating Alabama, the goalposts come down, all those Nick Saban demons slayed in one day. How can we end this, Greg Byrne? He says, I don't think financial penalty is enough. How about this, Shane? He's got an idea. Genius idea here. I truly believe it. If we said that the home team, if the fans storm the field or the court, they're going to lose the game right then and there, that'll stop it. What do you think about this dumbass here?
Get the hell out of here. This is a guy that's never been a fan, you know? and honestly, I feel bad for Alabama football, Georgia football, Kentucky basketball, you know,
right.
for a while, you know. Unfortunately, that's probably a terrible example right now. But these are people that just don't do it. In fact, they see it more than not. You know, those teams lose, they're usually seeing the storm, you know, the field storms and stuff like that. And, you know, I say, hey, you know, what if you suck for a while? What if Bama just kind of goes down to some 8-win, 7-win seasons and they just sit out there for 2 or 3 years? And maybe that's what these fans need, you know, because the fact that they've never stormed a field or they just don't do it, in fact, they're pissed off at the people that do it to them, just shows you how good they have it. It's the haves and have-nots. And I feel like they've had for a long time.
Right.
If your AD's coming out here saying this soft shit, let's send it back to them and let them know, say, hey, man, you open up a can, a couple of years, bad years. I think if you upset a Georgia or a Texas, and I'm saying an upset, that maybe Bama storms the field. And I guarantee if you're doing that, if you went 4 or 5 seasons without a playoff appearance, I think that you wouldn't mind jumping up there and paying that $100,000, you know what I'm saying, or $250,000 right, or whatever it is now.
And I had to look it up because I didn't know either. I'm sure you won't know. Any idea, Shane, where old Greg Byrne went to college?
Oh, this stick in the mud? Shit, I don't know. Ohio State.
Arizona State. I mean, we're going to let these people dictate anything? I mean, have you ever been an Arizona State fan in your life? No, I bet you haven't. You know what I mean?
No.
I know they've got attractive co-eds. That's about the only thing Arizona State's got, and he ain't one of them. You know what I mean? So we're going to let these people dictate our sport. I think it's foolish. How about you don't lose the damn game? How about that? You ever think about that? And then I've seen other people come out here and say, well, what's the stop? You know, Tennessee fans are not just Tennessee. I mean, all of these damn fans are they're crazy, right?
Yeah.
In a good way. That's why we love them. That's why we got a show, because of fandom, right?
Yeah.
What's the stop? I don't know, 100 Tennessee fans from going down there to an Alabama game, Alabama, Tennessee, putting on Alabama shit, and then running and storming the court afterwards, and Alabama forfeits. You know, you gonna stop it? How could you prove they're Tennessee people? You know what I mean? Like, this is just a lame-ass excuse for something that, again, every time there's a court storming, field storming, whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
that university is gaining thousands of fans. And I'm talking mostly young people.
Yeah.
That are getting excited that, hell, you know, I wasn't a Tennessee fan until I went to the University of Tennessee. I got to experience the traditions and all these things. That's the birth of the fandom.
Mike, I tell you right now, brother, he does not have real friends with him, you know? Because if my ass were at Shoney's and I said, hey, I got an idea, three out of the four that were there would have said, Shane, you are a freaking idiot. That is the dumbest shit I've heard in my entire life. He's got too many yes men around him, you know, because this is a face. He didn't just bring this up. This is something that he's brought up a couple of times, probably at some brunches, you know, drinking those little, what are those orange champagne drinks that they do? And he just says, hey,
mimosa.
Mimosa, which are terrible drinks. And he says, I've got an idea. And they're like, that's good. You should run with it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's terrible. It's a terrible idea. I think the fine is terrible. I don't understand it because, again, you're taking away. Is it unsafe? I think that's the argument, you know, is what they're saying. Is they're saying it's unsafe. People are getting hurt, blah, blah, blah. I don't hear anybody. Maybe I'm not dialed in, or maybe they're hiding the news, but I've watched all these games. Like, the only thing other than a Bama player, you know, pushing a girl, I never heard anything, or the basketball player that flopped, you know, when the court, no, they're not getting hurt. None of the players are getting hurt. None of the coaches are getting hurt. You know, the only ones that are hurt are their feelings when they're sad there in the locker room thinking about how they blew that game, you know?
Yeah, we got to protect our feelings. That's what's important. Oh,
shit, get me out of here, man. This is soft, man.
Speaking of feelings, you know whose feelings were hurt, Shane?
Who's that?
I sent you this text. Oh, shout out to, I've always liked this guy. I think he does a good job. Carl Ravitch, ESPN announcer.
Yeah.
He had a hell of a statistic last night during the Alabama-Texas game. He said, boy, they keep talking about the SEC. Since January 4th, SEC teams are 82 and 82. There's no dominant group of team in here. And, man, he's the latest that fell for it. Of course, if you don't get it, January 4th is when conference play started all across not just the SEC, but the country. Literally every conference is 500. Mm-hmm. So I can't believe people keep falling for this this tomfoolery.
It's the new D's joke, you know? Oh, man. But it is great. I mean, I hated to see Tennessee drop one, but man, basketball is. It kind of is. I mean, the joke, I understand the joke and the premise and everything, but honestly, anytime two SEC teams come into that court, there is no guarantee of winning that one. You know, it's just, it's been one of those top seasons, and I absolutely love it.
Razor Bass says, mimosas are the Hugh Freeze of alcoholic beverages. And then Jeez Louise says, nah, he's a wine cooler, man.
Oh, you think so? Little Zima action, you know, or something. Yeah, I could see that. Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Mr. Bass's White Claw, throw that in there.
Oh, yeah. It's like do they got Diet White Claw? I don't know. Is that a thing?
White Claw that, Zero?
Yeah, that I could see that being a drink for him or something. Oh, that's what we should do, man. That's the list we should have. The SEC coaches, what's their drink of choice?
Well, we're in the middle of list season.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
But yeah, hey, you mentioned it. So real quick, Tennessee lost again. Yeah. Shane. Kentucky swept them. First time in a while they've swept them. Outscored Tennessee 17-4 in the final 4 minutes. Kentucky's now 7-1 against top 15 competition, Shane. Tennessee falls to 4-4 on the road. That was the big game last night. Number one, Auburn beat Vanderbilt. Number two, Bama beat Texas. Number three, Florida beat Mississippi State. And number eight, A&M beat Georgia. So Tennessee, the only ranked team to lose. Of course, they were playing a ranked team. But, man, SEC is on fire, and it sets up a perfect showdown come Saturday. Number one, Auburn.
Yeah.
Depending on what poll you're looking at. Number one, Alabama, depending on what poll you're looking at. They're either one or two in each poll. And I didn't realize this, Shane, but Alabama and Auburn in football have never met as number one, number two. They're doing it in basketball first. How about it?
That's awesome, man. Is there a name for that rival? Like Iron Ball or something? I don't know. I don't know if they had some fun name, but no, they've been talking about this game for about a week and a half now, and with anticipation, right, both of these teams being toward the top, you know. And yeah, I think it's going to be electric. That is going to be an absolute barn burner during that matchup, and I can't wait to see the outcome of it. A lot of good games Saturday.
Yeah. So that's certainly the one that everyone's going to be talking about, but it's just going to be wild to see the college football, or excuse me, college basketball universe. The heart of it is down in Alabama. That's never thought I would have said that. You know,
I'm going to tell you, man, maybe I'm getting old, but I think Mike hit the nail on the head when, you know, a lot of people are saying, hey, there's games on right now. And I'm like, yeah, but you can record them and you can get through them a lot quicker if you don't have to watch those commercials in halftime. So I think that was the bet. That is the elite. That's when you know you're getting old, Mike, when you figured out the system. Watch a little SEC podcast. By the time you get done, you can catch up on all the basketball games.
Well, you know what I think it is? I think it's not old, Shane. I think it's the phones have ruined us, because I don't know about you, but as soon as a commercial, I don't watch commercials. What do I do? What do you do? What does everybody do? They flip open their phone and they get on Twitter and Instagram and all this. And then I don't know about you, but I lose focus. And then next thing I know, the game's back on. I'm not even watching. I'm watching my Twitter. You know what I mean?
Is that, it's not just that, it's shows and stuff. Like, we'll be watching some sort of show and then I'll say, that can't be real. And I'll go to Google it. Right. And next thing I know, I look up 10 minutes. I'm like, who the hell is this character? You know, and why is she dead? Like, the whole show is ruined because I just immediately went to my phone. So I'm right there with you, brother. It is the attention. Everybody has that ADD now, you know?
Right. But speaking of, keep watching. If you're watching on your phone, don't put that back on now.
They've already drifted, Mike.
All right. Top five SEC programs.
Yes.
And you could do this however you want, Shay, but I'm not saying like that last 100 years, 50 years. I'm saying today.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? That's the way I'm doing it. You don't have to do it that way, but that's the way I'm doing it.
Let's do it, man. Absolutely.
All right. Because I'm Ben said, you already lost me, Mike. Okay, sir. Number one, I'm starting with number one, too, because I think it's so obvious. It's got to be Georgia, right?
Georgia,
far and away, still the best team, not only in the SEC, but the whole dang country, in my opinion. And I think it would take a lot for them to fall from this spot for maybe even the next 2 or 3 years.
Yep. I mean, they're changing laws down there to make things easier for old Kirby Smart. You know, I mean, obviously, the last two seasons hasn't gone as planned, but you think about 21, 22, hell, did you watch the Super Bowl full of those Georgia players? And you just know that they're going to keep reloading. There's going to be some years that they're a little off, but there's no doubt in my mind that Kirby Smart and company will stay at the top of this list, and I don't see them being dethroned. Now, I could see them losing. That's one thing I want to stress here, Mike. Can I see a Texas beat them? Can I see a Bama beat them? Absolutely. But year after year right now, give me them Georgia Bulldogs.
Right, and listen to what you just said, and I'm not disagreeing with you. Last 2 years, disappointment. They went 24-4.
Yeah.
That's a disappointment. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that should give you an indication of just how damn good Kirby's got it rolling down there in Athens right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're on top of the mountain, and still my pick to early, you know, I haven't really made a pick, but if I had to make a pick, who's going to win the SEC next year? I'm going to lead Georgia right now.
Is that, well, I don't want to, yeah, why not, Mike? I want to ask you, is it because they beat Texas twice? Is that your, I mean, I don't know what your second spot is, but I would imagine the Longhorns are near it. And would you argue that if Texas would have won the SEC championship and that game there in Austin, would you maybe consider them at the top spot?
Well, maybe, but I the way I look at it, we talked about it, but not enough people talked about it. I think Georgia's schedule last year may have been the damn hardest in the country.
Yeah.
And everybody focused on Florida. Well, Georgia's was equally, if not tougher.
Yeah.
And they went and won 11 games.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and you're flipping a lot of these. You're getting Bama at home now. Texas at home. Ole Miss at home. Mm. And I think every road game is winnable. Not saying they'll win them all, but they're all winnable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, again, it's just wild, Shane. They lost two games, and it's like doom and gloom. You know what I mean? So I think they're back on a revenge tour. That's
okay.
I put all don't that you together.
Say,
you know what?
Don't you say revenge tour? That's like muted words on this show now.
Hey, shout out the legend JR.
Hey, Gus, come on now.
He just gifted a membership, Shane. And apology. I don't know this new thing we're on here.
Yeah,
it's great. I think it's going great. I think people can watch me. I think they can hear us. I think they can see us.
Mm-hmm.
Only problem is, when someone gifts a membership, I can't see unless I physically go to YouTube and fire it open and see. And oh, wait, I gotta sit through.
2026 is our year, Mike.
You know, how could they have ads on this nonsense? You know what I mean? I'm watching an ad right now. Okay, here it is.
Yeah.
Now it's taking a minute to load.
They probably could have just told you, Mike. They
oh, yeah,
just
here we go. Migrating coconuts. Welcome
to the family.
Yeah, funny let us name. Know next time.
Oh, migrating coconuts.
Mm. All right.
Sounds like the Flying Hawaiians burner.
Yeah. Who's number two?
I tip my hat, man. I got Texas Longhorns right now. Who do you got?
I don't even have them in the top five.
Shut up. I don't even
have them in the top five. They've done it 1 year. Cupcake schedule. No, I ain't giving it. I ain't giving them shit, Shane. They got to earn it. Number two, give me Alabama. Mm. I still think Alabama. They still got that mystique, even though they got a lame-ass AD who's trying to ruin sports. I'm not sold on this coach. But I think next year could be a big bounce. It better be a big bounce back. Otherwise, heads are going to start rolling here. I still think Alabama, greatest dynasty of all time, certainly taking a huge step down.
Yeah.
Particularly last year, losing four games. That's unheard of. I don't believe Nick Saban ever did that. Short of his first year there. But I still think Alabama's the second best program in the SEC.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I disagree. And I disagree on a couple of reasons. One, you know, I felt like last year, even though they were kind of that fringe playoff team, you know, I never felt like they were in it. Especially after that Oklahoma game, it was – this ain't the Bama I grew up watching. This ain't Nick Saban's crew. Now, I it's not fair to give Kalen DeBoer such a short rope. You know, a lot of these replacing SEC coaches, it's like year two, year three, once they get their guys in there, blah, blah, blah. We knew this was going to be a unique situation right out of the gate. But it was also a situation that was kind of teed up nicely based off previous seasons, previous recruiting classes. So, I don't know, man. I expected more from the Tide last year, especially after winning that Georgia football game. And after that, it was a whole bunch of, I can't believe they lost that one, or I can't believe they barely won that one. That's the kind of way I viewed Alabama. So, right now, because this ain't 2023, this ain't 2022, this is 2025, I do not think Alabama belongs – I think they should be top five, but I would probably have them closer to the five spot.
Okay.
Right now.
And why you got Texas in there? Just because they came in here and whooped ass and made the playoff?
2 years in a row, they've made the playoffs.
You know, not in the SEC, though, in 23.
Still, they were there. A lot of SEC teams didn't. And they won games. So I feel like just, I don't know.
Did they?
Me?
Did they? Yeah. Maybe Mississippi Scabu. State? Vanderbilt?
No, I was talking about in the playoffs.
Oh, you know? I'm looking at SEC, though. That's what I'm really looking at.
Oh, yeah. Michigan, I mean, they went to the big house. That was the best they had. Clemson was on fire when they knocked them out in the playoffs. They destroyed your Florida Gators before they went on this little kill streak.
Yeah, Lagway didn't play. They started a walk-on at quarterback.
Oh, my gosh, just smoked them, you know. Texas A&M, we built that shit up, and everybody's paying $5,000 and a firstborn to get to that game, only to watch that one just be completely dominated by that defense. So,
right.
Mike, what it boils down for me is what are they going to be moving forward? Do I feel like Texas was a one-hit wonder? Absolutely not. They've recruited the hell out of that. I mean, this is a roster that is always going to compete with teams like Georgia, your Alabama. You know, they're always going to hover toward the top. I think now either you're in the Arch Manning. You know, we can't go a show without mentioning Arch Manning. Either you're in it or you're out of it. And I feel like he's going to be the real deal. I think he's going to be the one that finally brings some hardware down there to Austin. So, yeah, I would almost put him above Georgia. The only reason I didn't is because Georgia beat him twice.
Well, that's a big reason. Why not? Yeah. Well, let me ask you. I mean, it's not tainted you at all. But the fact that, I mean, let's be real. Just, you know, unbiased.
Yeah.
How many games did Texas win last year that were toss-ups or they were not favored to win?
I would say that A&M was closer to a toss-up, even though they were favored. You know, I felt like that one, that was it. I mean, mm-hmm. That was it. But, I mean, I didn't create the schedule, you know what I'm saying? But you replace – let me ask you this. If Texas would have played Tennessee, who would have won that game?
Where's the game played?
Freaking, it doesn't matter. Let's say Atlanta. Neutral side.
I think Texas would have beat them.
Texas, South Carolina.
Give me South Carolina.
No, of course you're going to say that to defend it. No, I just felt like, I never felt like one of the things that stood out to me was just how good Texas defense got throughout the year. And how, I mean, we talked about the A&M game, you know, only giving up 7 points. There was moments like that. And there were some things on the offense that was infuriating. Mm-hmm. But even the Ohio State game, I felt like there was moments they could have won or they could have stayed into that thing. And I can't say that about any of the SEC teams, the way State was playing toward the end of the season. So I don't know, man. I think when you're kind of splitting hairs up here when you're talking about 1-2s and threes. But I just feel like right now, I'm buying stock in Texas.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can get on board with that. I can also get on board with this, Shane. Shout out, Horton hears you. He re-signed for a membership, Shane. He just gifted Senior Joshua a membership. Senior,
welcome to the family.
Thanks to Horton hears you. Thank you so much, brother. Appreciate you.
Love that name.
Yeah.
Cool dog, too. Wouldn't want to mess with that thing. That's why I don't walk, you know. I got one of the dogs next door, and I'm afraid he's going to get me, you know.
All right, my number three. Now, here's where it gets dicey.
Mm-hmm.
Could be any.
Dicey? You're already off the rails, Mike. No, okay.
That's probably
can
true.
Can I guess what three is? Your three?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I got Ole Miss.
Ooh, you're close. I went LSU. Ole Miss. LSU. Just because they've got, and again, this is not Brian Kelly's doing necessarily, mm-hmm. but just a track record of excellence. Hell, I mean, they came out and said, it was so funny, wasn't it, Shane? 10 wins get you fired around here. Yeah. And they turn around and won 9 games. But, you know, national championships, high-level football. I mean, they demand, they're winning Heismans. You know, there's a lot of buzz with LSU. And a lot of people have this, Shane, pegged as the team to make the college football playoff in the SEC in 2025. I'm not quite there, but I understand the logic. So give me LSU at number three.
I can't argue with this. This is I look at Ole Miss and LSU kind of in that same space, if you will.
Right.
And I see the thing with me with LSU is their ceiling's higher. I try not to base it off one season, even though you're talking about right now, but LSU can pop at any moment. They are a football team that, especially in this transfer portal era, that can take, they can go from zero to hero in one off season just because of the lure that they have down there. So yeah, I can't argue with this, and especially this season with Nuss coming back, with the receivers they have obtained, some of the best athletes. I mean, this is going to look like I don't want to call it Joey Burrow, but like, you know, it's like the Wish version, you know?
The Make-A-Wish version.
Yeah, the Timu, is that what they call it? Or I can't remember. You kind of get it. So I feel like that version, or, you know, you order a cake from Walmart, and you tell them you want it to look like this, and then you get it, you know. That's kind of, I think, what we're going to get from LSU. We're going to get a really, really good offense, especially, and that defense, you know, at this point, I gave up on defense and LSU. We just, as long as we have an offense that can outscore them.
Hey, shout out Ghetto Stream Labs.
Come on now.
Welcome to the family. But yeah, so you kind of already tipped the hand here. Mm-hmm. Shane's not seeing my list here, but give me Ole Miss.
Yeah,
number four. And again, I'm splitting hairs here. Three, four. You could, you know, we talked about who's doing a better job. I think Kiffin's mm-hmm. doing a much better job than Brian Kelly's on top of the NIL. They're on top of the transfer portal. They see where this sport is going. They are maximizing it, and they're doing a hell of a job. I'm just still a little bit bothered. I don't know if I'll go to my grave wondering how they didn't make the playoff last year. But, give me Ole Miss firmly in the top four, maybe even should be three in this conference.
Chip, Mike, I mean, he changed Ole Miss football. He's put them on the map. And don't get me wrong, Ole Miss has had good football teams throughout through the years that I've been watching them. But the fact that we're talking about them being a top five program year after year, that shows the consistency that Lane Kiffin has created down there and the expectations. So you keep doing it, you change the standards. And I feel like that's what we're doing in 2025, is changing the standards of the Ole Miss Rebels. So I think you're right here. I've got them switched. I got Ole Miss than LSU. But, you know, again, we're splitting hairs here. The outlook for this season alone, I guess my favorite part is what you got to hear up is the schedule.
Yeah.
We got four away games: Kentucky, Georgia, Oklahoma, and State, brother. I mean, you could lose two of those and be in the playoffs. Not that you're going to, but you could, because I feel like that home field, if we get just some sort of life out of that offense, brother, I feel like Ole Miss is going to have a quote-unquote revenge year themselves.
Right. And I know a lot of people don't like Kiffin, but the last 4 years, Shane?
Yeah.
Number three in the SEC in wins.
Yep.
Behind only Georgia and Bama. So even if you don't like Kiffin, I mean, that's hard to hard to disagree that he's got it rolling and he's doing, you know, as good as he possibly can down there for the time. Well, short of not making the playoffs last year. But he's just missing that. He'll get it this year. How about?
But see, he's playing it smart, Mike. You know, he didn't want. He's like the spring game. He's like, 24 wasn't our year, so let's skip out on the playoffs this season. You know, forget the SEC championship, the whole playoffs. 25 is our year.
All right, so last spot, top five team in the SEC.
Tennessee Volunteers. Them big orange balls.
Tennessee, come on, just made the playoffs. Those other two haven't been doing.
Yep.
So we got to give them credit where credit's due. And if they have another 10-win season, they're probably going to jump right back into the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be moving up this list. So, yeah, I think Tennessee, they're another one that is fully on board with NIL and doing everything they can to close the gap between them and the elite. And it seems like they are pushing in that direction more and more and more, not just in football, but in all sports.
Yep.
And they're fully committed to doing it in football.
Absolutely, man. They're paying the money. They're doing the right things. They're keeping continuity on the coaching staff, which is also, you know, something you don't see a lot of times with these top programs. So I think the schedule is going to be really, really nice. Obviously, we're kind of basing this on Nico development, and as long as we get that and some sort of life on the outside to just bail him out, maybe the offensive line coming together. Defense may take a step back, but I do think there is a lot of continuity with Coach coming back. And I think Tennessee Vols, you talk about being consistent, brother. You got the, look here, 11, 9, 10. This is the culture that Josh Heupel has created there in Knoxville. So I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon.
Nope. And, you know.
And they almost had Ohio State if they didn't get that face mask, you know.
It's all about that face mask, wasn't it?
Yeah, if they would have left the shirts on during pregame warm-up, you know.
Well, everybody needs a do-over sometimes, don't they?
Yeah.
In 2025, Shane, that's going to be the year for you to get a do-over with your finances thanks to Rocket Money. Check out rocketmoney.com/gameon, all one word. That's your promo code over at rocketmoney.com, game on promo code. And Shane, what is this Rocket Money? This is a fantastic financial personal app here where you can cancel unwanted subscriptions. You can save money. If you there, maybe you're trying to get, like me, you're trying to get a house, you're trying to get some property this year. Rocket Money will help you meet your financial goals in 2025. Analyze your spending, where you could save. Shane and all his Starbucks trips. Let's just cut two of those out a week, brother. Just cut out two, and it'll show you what you could save per month. So cannot recommend Rocket Money enough. Again, they've helped over 5 million active users, Shane, save over $500 million in canceled subscriptions and saving members an average of $740 a year. Shane, that's like 500 trips to Starbucks there. You're saving you. So again, Rocket Money, promo code game on.
Oh, it's a cool app, man. You should. It pays for itself. It really does. We canceled one. I'll never forget one of them streaming services. And I was like, I didn't even know we were getting hit with this, you know.
Yeah.
And then Rocket's like, hey, you got an upcoming payment. I'm like, what the hell is that? And then my wife, she says, oh, I thought there was a show on there, and it wasn't. So she like set up a monthly subscription, and I go look at it. I've been paying for 8 months, so that's like $100 I'll never get back for a show that wasn't even on there.
Hey, shout out Steve it up. He says baby Greg Bird needs to check out Rocket Money. Hey, I like this suggestion too from UT Rage. Y'all should do best barbecue locations for each SEC team.
Road trip.
All right. So the next Shane.
Yes.
The five programs, SEC programs, that are poised to jump into that top five.
Mm-hmm.
And since I kind of cheated up a little, I'm gonna throw Texas in there. Come on. I think Texas can get it done. But I want to see a little bit more consistency.
Yeah.
Again, not that they've not been consistent, but in this conference is what I'm talking about. Before we just hand them, before we anoint them. Arch Manning, Shane's been wanting to anoint Arch for 2-3 years now. I like to be a little bit more patient, a little bit more reserved. If they make the playoff again, then they're skyrocketing into the top five.
Yeah, no, they're there, baby. They are there. So Longhorns know what they got too. I've realized they are a very vocal group online, and they are not afraid to remind you or tell you how good their football or basketball or whatever team they're representing. So yeah, Texas is all right, brother.
All right, so here's where it really begins. Mm-hmm. Could go many different directions here. You tell me if again. We ain't hyping them up. I'm saying could be.
Yeah.
Give me A&M. I think A&M's got.
Now, is this an order that can I ask you?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
A&M's got they got everything, but they also got excuses for why it hadn't been done. You know what I mean? So I think A&M's poised to do it, but we've been saying that for about 25 years, seems like, and they just haven't Having now again, they fooled me. They fooled me good, Shane.
Yeah,
I went on a limb for them last year, preseason, and they bailed me out till the most critical month of the season. Then they abandoned ship here. But man, if we could just recapture that magic, be a little bit more consistent, I think A&M can get there.
Well, that's the thing, man. You know, you're sitting there 7-1, and you're like, there is no way A&M's just winning 8 games this season, and then they do what Texas A&M does. So,
yeah.
Again, I hate to judge Mike Elko for the failures of other A&M head football coaches, and I feel like that's kind of what we're doing, as we're putting them into this bundle of they'll never get there. You know, they're not – I used to remember Mark Richt down there in Georgia, and
right,
they'd have some great seasons, but they never really got over that hump to where the fans got you out. I mean, they did it with Phil Fulmer. It's like, and then when you lose a coach, you're just like, damn, you start winning 6 games, 5 games, not making bowls, then all of a sudden you're wishing you had Fulmer back. So I feel like A&M, Elko especially, first year coming out here, 8 wins. Was it exactly what they wanted? No, but if I would have told you 8 wins, not how they got to it in 24, right, you'd been like, okay, all right, Elko's taking a step. He's building something here, and I feel like you're right. It's a launch pad. So 2025 should be better, but will it be? I don't have them at the 6th spot. I have them in that top 10 mix, but not that high.
Who would you go with?
Mizzou. Consistency. Again, that's what we're preaching here. I mean, we talked about it with Lane. We talked about it with Coach Kelly. Consistency. I mean, here's a coach right here, 23, 24, 10-win seasons is becoming a norm, you know. And what they started to where they're at right now, not to sound like a homer, but the schedule still, you talk about a sweet schedule coming up in 2024. Hitting 10 wins, including a bowl game, should not be impossible. And I think, how many 10-win seasons do you have to be considered a top 5 program?
Yeah, maybe 3.
Yeah, I mean, if I took Mizzou's name off there and told you, LSU is going to win 10, 11, and 10. Is that, you know, would you have LSU in the top 5? You say, well, hell yeah, I'd have them in the top. If Texas A&M, the team you just put in front of them, had 10, 11, or 11, 10, and 10, you'd be like, yeah, they're building something special down there in College Station. And I don't know. I feel like Mizzou gets pissed on, you know, so much. And a lot of it has to do with the coach, you know, coming out here and talking to smack. But if you could back it up with 10-win seasons, then, by God, you belong there. So I got them at that 6th spot.
Let me ask you this, though. Same thing, you know, if I'm going to pick apart Texas' schedule.
Yeah.
I mean, they have been feasting on a schedule that's even weaker.
Is that true, though? I mean,
who in the hell did they beat last year?
I mean, we talked about Vanderbilt was a joke when they pushed them, until Vanderbilt wasn't a joke and upset Alabama. You know, Auburn, I mean, I'm skipping the A&M and the Alabama, obviously, but there's some injuries. But we're talking about some other games just last season alone. South Carolina, fringe team. If it were played in the other Columbia, would it have been, you know? So I'm not sitting here and trying to defend what happened in 24. I'm just pointing out the fact that regardless of the scheduling, they still find a way. The year before, that wasn't an easy schedule. You know, they beat some tough damn football teams. So, yeah, I don't want to overshadow that season as well. But going into this one, if you're talking schedule, there's not a nicer schedule than what Mizzou has to deal with in 25.
Okay. All right. How about that? You ain't going to like this one. My number 3, Shane.
Yeah.
Poised to take a jump and be a top 5 SEC program. Florida Gators. Come on, Billy Boy. You can do it. Just hire an offensive coordinator. What the hell are you doing? But maybe our quarterback could elevate us. You know, we caught fire at the end of last year. Winning 4 in a row. You know, that bowl game was kind of a joke. But the other 3 were damn impressive. You know, LSU, Ole Miss, kept Ole Miss out of the playoff. Beat your rival. Beat the hell out of them, really. And then, and, you know, they played, maybe this is just how good Florida is, Shane. They played like a C game against Tulane, beat them 33-8, you know? And, yeah. And I believe Tulane, if I recall, Tulane scored at the very end to get that eight, you know what I mean? Like it was ugly. So, this is a team that, or a program that belongs in the top five, and they've been lost in the damn wilderness for quite a while. I'm not guaranteeing that they get out of it, but as you know, my whole adult life, they have been a top three program in the conference.
Well, you know, and it's funny, this next five that we're talking about, I just feel like the lines are even thinner here.
Right.
You know, can I see Florida Gators in the top five? Yeah. I mean, I think that's the part that kind of frustrates Florida fans, is they know they belong there, but right. They just can't find a way to get there. And now they're starting to build a pretty nice roster, a roster that if you would have gave them Mizzou schedule or Tennessee schedule, mm-hmm. I mean, we could probably make an argument that they'd be a playoff team. Some people are even doing it, Mike, that with this schedule. I'm just not ready to do that yet. So, but still, it's a football team nobody wants to play. I think when you talk about Tennessee, they got lucky, Ole Miss, LSU. They beat them. So it's a launch pad. You know, what you yeah. finished the last season, you're leading into 25. I can get it. I can get behind it. I probably won't have them as high as you. That probably would have been my 10th team, but I would have had them in that five mix for sure.
Okay. Well, everything bad I said about Mizzou.
Yeah.
I got him number four. Come on down. Everything you said, I was just giving you a hard time. But yeah. they're right on the edge, man. They're taking advantage of NIL. They're changing state laws. They're setting new standards of excellence.
Yeah.
Turning over assistance, and it's not derailing the program. I mean, that is a mark. And I do like the new strategy, Shane, where you know, they lost a lot of freshmen
mm-hmm.
that had essentially contributed nothing. And they said, you know what? The hell with that. We ain't going to sign a bunch of freshmen. We're going to sign some productive players to supplement the roster. I love that strategy. We'll see if it works for them this season. But it could be a home run. It, you know, particularly at quarterback and running back. We'll see what they and receiver. If they can hit on those three, Missouri's going to be a hell of a team next year.
Yeah. Again, I can't argue with it. 2026, I am wondering what that schedule is like. You give them 2 years of that, I feel like they're going to – you probably have everybody in 26. So it feels like if you're going to get it, you got to get it now. But, yeah, I don't know if you're in this same grouping, but I think that A&M, Florida, South Carolina – you've not mentioned that South Carolina and Mizzou. I feel like they're kind of all in that same bubble, and you could argue and put anyone toward the top of that list. I would totally agree with you. The reason I don't have South Carolina as high, I probably got them about the eighth spot, is because of their schedule. And I feel like they've got a pretty daunting schedule ahead of them. But they've got the athletes and this seesaw of seasons that Shane Beamer continues to have. The last thing we need is another 5 or 6 win season to kind of take the wind out of the sails. It feels like you've got momentum just like you did in 22. Do something with it. Don't squander it. It's not easy. You got Virginia Tech, Vandy, Mizzou, all in the first 4 weeks. It's not going to be easy, but you can capitalize if you end September undefeated.
Yeah, because, you know, as we sit here and look at it, now this is the same thing as same stories could or sentence could be said last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, if you could take your Gamecock glasses off here,
mm-hmm.
I think South Carolina's probably going to be an underdog in 5 or 6 games.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking Alabama at home, maybe Clemson. Maybe not Clemson. We'll see about them. Let's not even include them. Let's say Alabama at home,
yeah.
At LSU, at Ole Miss, at A&M, and maybe at Missouri.
Yeah.
So I'll split the difference between Missouri and Clemson. I'll say you'll be favored in one, you'll be underdog in another. That's five games.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you're going to go 7-5 or 6-6 or anything like that. But it just means that those games are going to be tight, and it's probably going to come down to the wire. You know what?
Well, that's it, Mike. To have a successful season, you got to win all the games that you're favored, and then out of those five, you've got to win three of them. I feel like that's the bar, at least, and that's not an easy bar to get. To go to Mizzou, to go to Death Valley, to go to Ole Miss, a College Station. I mean, these places are going to be waiting for you. You know, South Carolina, sometimes you can be the spoiler of seasons. Not anymore, man. Not after the season you put together last year. Everybody knows Lenore Sellers when it comes in town. So I think that's maybe they're not so much used to having a bullseye on them, but you pissed Mizzou off again. You pissed Texas A&M off. You know what I'm saying? Some of these games that you want to get, they remember you from for the last couple of years. So I'm looking for it. Out of all of them, probably the most exciting schedule, just because every Saturday it feels like it's going to be some sort of drama. But you're right, man. They are a fringe team. Now, if they make it through this season with that success, then I think they firmly belong in the top five based off that schedule alone.
All right, so the final one that I've got, Shane.
Yeah.
Try to guess it, and it's not going to be one I don't think that you see coming. That's an indicator. And I haven't said South Carolina. And I'll just tell you, it's not South Carolina. They were
Auburn.
I juggled these two, and I juggled three. Then Auburn was right there, but you know what I think, old Hugh. Give me them Sooners, and this is less to do with Venables, less to do with where the program's currently at.
You got
at.
A Mateer jersey yet? Did anybody send you one? You are just hook, line, sinker.
This is all about the program itself, the fan base, all the resources that they throw into this thing. I even if Venables sucks and gets fired next year, I think Oklahoma could be really good in 26. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're gonna do everything in their damn power to make this work in the SEC. So Oklahoma's down, but I don't think they're going to be down for long, if that makes sense.
Isn't that funny? Like, SEC fans, we're so quick to prejudge. And we already have our thoughts, Oklahoma. You know, SEC fans, after seeing 1 year of that, whatever you called it last year, we were just, you know what, this team is going to suck for a long time. And Oklahoma will not stay down for a long time. Like you said, they may bounce back this season. If not, they'll find a coach that will help them and put them there, brother. There's too much money to be made in that Sooner football, and they will not sit there for long. But
and let me say this real quick.
Yeah.
Because I appreciate you saying that, because you're 100% right. Everything that went wrong for them last year.
Yeah.
We can what if every damn team and schedule. But Missouri, I mean, that was a – I don't want to say a fluke, but it came down to a fluke play.
Yeah.
Navy. What did it come down to? A 2-point play.
Yes.
You know, just two plays different. And I'm not saying this is the standard, but we're two plays different here. And we won eight games last year.
Yes.
We're 8-5. And again, that's a bad 8-5 is a bad year.
Yeah.
Hell, I said they should fire his ass for going 6-7, but 8-5 it. If you were to tell any SEC team, Shane, your offensive line is going to be garbage. Your entire receiving core is going to be injured.
Yeah.
Your quarterback's going to get benched. Your coordinator's going to get fired. But you're going to go 8 wins. You're going to be like, by God, we must have pulled some magic or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I really don't think Oklahoma's that far off. I really don't.
No, they're not. And you know, honestly, some of the teams we've not talked about aren't far off. You know, we talked about Auburn potentially being a playoff team, maybe more me than you, but still, it's a team that's not been mentioned here. Mississippi State, not too long ago, consistently was 8-9-win seasons.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't the 80s anymore. You don't have to build for 4 or 5 years to make a competitive roster. I mean, it can happen overnight with the right pieces and one good offseason. So, Arkansas, shit. I mean, there's a team that knocked off Tennessee, it's a team that nobody wants to play right now with Taylen Green, especially if he's having a fire game. So,
right.
Yeah, there's a lot of programs out here that haven't been mentioned that maybe not in that top 10, but at the end of the season next year, we'll be like, yeah, they should have been in there.
Who knows, Shane? Diego Pavia may sue again and get more eligibility. Yeah. For
Oh, shit.
But that is a good point, Shade. Auburn, they have pulled two top 10 recruiting classes.
Yeah.
And apparently they're working on the third here. So who's to say Auburn's not that team that is going to be top five before long? Now, I don't believe it with Hugh Freeze. But I think he's setting up the roster well for the next coach.
Yeah. You may be surprised, brother. I mean, he's been down there, how many years? This would be year three?
Yeah.
He's been praying for this season right here, Mike, and it's coming.
That's what I heard last year.
He's got us right where he wants him. What a picture. You got the worst picture, too. You give Hugh Freeze no respect.
He's got to win more than five games to get respect for me. You know what?
Hugh Freeze, it looks like you and me are going to be talking to SEC Media Days because I believe you.
All right, anything else? You going to hit up Shoney's again for the nightcap or anything?
No, I think I'm done for the night. Tomorrow I got the old sipping wine at Tennessee Legend Distillery, so I hope you're going to be there. If not, it's not too late, I don't think. I think they may still have a couple spots open.
What time is that?
6 o'clock, 6:30, something like that. So just now reminded Mike about it on air so he can't hurt me. And then, it's going to be cool. It's going to be fun over there. And I'm going to be making a video for it most likely going to have Universal up. So look forward to that if you've got your notifications on. And, man, like it. Give it a thumbs up. Give it a comment. Share it. Because if it does, then I guess Big Cuz was a big failure. So help us out. Be sure to subscribe to what's the shorts? What's the one that you're doing now? The clips?
Oh, SEC Clips.
Yeah, SEC Clips. So all that truly, truly does help us out. So we try to keep the show free, and we always will as long as Mike's at the helm, you know? Hey, since my kids get involved, though, they're going to start charging.
We had a question here from Gunner. Yeah. Top three programs across all sports.
Ooh.
And he says LSU, Hornstown, and Florida. I think you got to throw Tennessee in there. Baseball champs.
Just knocked off UConn, Lady Girls.
Yeah,
Lady
come
balls.
On. Come on. Basketball's good. Football's playoff. But I don't really follow all the other sports to really give a good answer there.
There was a tweet that was put out by SEC, I believe it was. And they had four. They had men's basketball, women's basketball, baseball, and softball. And it was the top five. And it was almost all SEC teams, almost all of them, every single one of them. There was like a couple. They strategically left football off, which I thought was awesome. But through the other sports, majority are going to be the SEC. So I don't think there really is a wrong answer here. And you know, you look at some of these teams that are just dominating. I looked at I've been waiting for the Oklahoma softball. You know, it's like I want to see what this is all about. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to play them. You know, they didn't have it in football, but let's see their softball team. Or we were down there at South Carolina earlier this year doing my apology to Shane Beamer, and the girls' basketball team walked through. Man, you would have thought the Beatles were there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I thought Tim Tebow was going to come out there for a second. I was like, oh, no, it's the South Carolina basketball girls. So, but, yeah, it's an amazing sports conference, and unfortunately we didn't hit it on football, but that ain't for long, brother. That ain't for long. I'm telling you right now, we're changing the laws down here to make sure the SEC is back on top.
Yeah, well said, my friend. If that's all you got, I appreciate you. I appreciate each and every one of you. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.